From the Crossbreed Holster Studios, this is Armed American Radio.
Radio.
Educating, informing, and entertaining responsibly armed Americans for 8 years running. Now, from the safest studio in the nation and filling your prescription for freedom in hundreds of cities, here is Mark Walters.
In the Crossbreed Holster Studios with you. I got to go here. That last hour was unbelievable. Stacy just crushed it. I'm talking about Stacy Washington, the former St. Louis Post-Dispatch writer, columnist, who was suspended while she was in Atlanta at the NRA meeting on her own, writing in response to some left-wing kook, unpaid columnist over at the Missourian, who was comparing you to ISIS because you're a gun owner, National Rifle Association. And Stacy pointed out, show me an NRA member who cuts off heads, throws homosexuals off buildings, runs people over with tanks and burns them and drown. I mean, it just absolute insanity over there. And as a conservative voice, she was suspended after the column was already edited and approved and published by the very people who suspended her. It's not the way it works. So shenanigans being played over there, but a very, very liberal rag, the St. Louis Post-Dispatch is. So if you miss that, my gosh, go back and listen to that at armedamericanradio.com. Stacy Washington was just phenomenal. Cannot wait to bring her back to the program. She was wonderful. And you can check out everything about her at stacyontheright.com. Listen to her national radio program. She was on Fox this morning. She's going to be getting a lot of airplay. You heard her saying before she closed out, if you were tuned in, that, you know, her face up on Drudge Report. This story has gotten tremendous legs, as well it should, because this is what happens when you're a conservative gun owner. And God forbid you're an African-American, black, conservative, female gun owner. Boy, they don't want anything to do with you. You are toxic out there fighting for freedoms. So much so they suspend you. Just incredible stuff. So read about it. You can see it all. It's all up on Fox. But just read up Stacy Washington, St. Louis Post-Dispatch. I really want you to catch up with it. It's amazing. My next guest, we've got him for the hour. And I'm going to tell you right now, I'm not going to have enough time. He has covered so much ground over just the past week. But I want to play you his Instagram post, telling you a little bit about what was coming up on Bullets with A.W.R. Hawkins' podcast. This is why you love hearing A.W.R. Hawkins, and it's a great intro and a good segue into talking about your rights of concealed carry. Take a listen to this from A.W.R. Hawkins.
A.W.R. Hawkins here, recording my podcast, Bullets with A.W.R. Hawkins, for this week. Focus this week is going to be on Gabby Giffords, Senator Mark Warner, Senator Chris Murphy, all of whom are opposing concealed carry for law-abiding citizens. They're doing this by opposing the National Reciprocity Bill. National reciprocity is, it's nothing less than concealed carry on a national basis. And to oppose it is to oppose the most law-abiding of law-abiding citizens carrying guns for self-defense. Now, somebody help me out here. I thought the gun control movement was framed to stop illegal guns, to stop illegal gun purchases. That's what I thought. Since when is the goal of the gun control movement to keep law-abiding citizens from carrying guns? Since when does gun control target law-abiding citizens? Oh, wait. That's what it's always done.
AWR, welcome to the show, brother. Well said. Hey,
no, thank you. Good to be with you, buddy.
Always a pleasure to have you. I can answer you. Can I try to answer your question there?
Oh, yeah.
It's always done it. We know that. You know that. Of course, I say that facetiously. But I want to point out, you know, who believes the stuff that they tell you? When you have power at your fingertips that you have today in your pocket in the form of a little phone or your laptop computer or whatever it is, when you fail to go out and get the truth and to seek the truth. We didn't have this stuff when we were in college, okay? I know it. You know, I remember encyclopedias and the Dewey Card Catalog, baby. That's how you had to go search stuff and find books, okay? There was no PCs, and we didn't have iPhones till just 2007. This is fairly new, recent technology. When you choose to not use this technology and choose, therefore, to remain ignorant, you choose to be stupid. And that's who they're playing to, isn't it?
Right. They're playing, yeah, they're playing to people who are what I call purposely stupid, which means stupid by choice. And they're playing to the people who are accidentally stupid. And that means they haven't taken advantage of everything they could take advantage of, which is what you're talking about. And the bottom line is, when I oppose, well, not me, I shouldn't even word that. When Gabby Giffords opposes national reciprocity, when Senator Mark Warner does it, when Senator Chris Murphy does it, they are opposing the most law-abiding of law-abiding citizens carrying guns. And that needs to be stressed. And there's no justification for it. You know, I'm still waiting for someone to show me the concealed carry permit who commits all these crimes, who kills all these people, who does. It doesn't happen. The concealed carry permit holder of law-abiding, and Gabby Giffords, and to go beyond her, Bloomberg, who has dedicated $25 million to stop national reciprocity, all of his groups, they all started saying, Mayors Against Illegal Guns. The word is in the title. They were against illegal guns. We're going to get rid of those illegal guns, and we're going to get rid of them. Well, this isn't illegal. We're not talking illegal guns. We're talking law-abiding citizens exercising their Second Amendment right of self-defense, whether they're in their home state of Kentucky or traveling in Indiana, Illinois, Kansas, Missouri, wherever they're traveling, that their permit is valid in every state. That's all we're saying. It's not, they don't become non-law-abiding citizens just because they leave their state. This is a war on law-abiding citizens. It's a whole new thing, and that's how it needs to be framed. This is no longer simply a war on guns. This is a war on law-abiding citizens. And Gabby Giffords and her group are leading the charge. Fortunately, their track record is dismal, and we ought to be able to beat them handily, but we can't rest on our laurels. We're going to have to fight as if we don't have a chance of winning. I think that's the only way we will win.
Well said, to fight as if we don't have a chance of winning. There's a couple things I want to point out regarding national reciprocity, and I want to get your, I would say, professional opinion on this as someone who spends their life and their livelihood covering this. Okay, not just the two of us talking about it because it's Armed American Radio, but this is flat out what you do, and it is right up your wheelhouse, right in your wheelhouse, and right up your alley. When we're talking national reciprocity, and I want to make this very clear, concealed carry permit holders, understand what we're talking about here. Basically, your driver's license for your concealed weapons permit or your weapons carry license, whatever your state has, we'll use that as a generic term across the board. But I've got to point this out, AWR, because I'm looking right now at a reciprocity map for my permits alone, and I'm going to add a non-resident state here. I'm going to add my Florida permit here, and I'm going to pull this map up instantaneously. By the way, you can do this on the USCCA Concealed Carry app. It took me as long. It's up right in front of me now. But I am legal now in virtually every state in the country save 10 states, 11 states between my two permits now. We already have reciprocal agreements between most states, don't we? Except the blue states that they don't like, and that's a handful of about seven. So where we're going here is they just flat out come out and admit what we already have been saying for years and have already known for years, that they hate your right to bear arms, period. Otherwise, they wouldn't oppose this because they've said, we're not trying to stop gun ownership. We just want common sense laws. We already have reciprocal agreements. This just smooths it over. Where am I wrong?
Well, you're not wrong at all. What it does, their opposition, and you and I have discussed this, and I think we've discussed it on air a number of times. Ultimately, what they know is, the dirty little secret is, national reciprocity does two things. Number one, you've explained perfectly. That is, it allows a concealed carry permit to be treated like a driver's license. But number two, it just instantly knocks down myriad gun controls at the local level in Illinois, in California, in New York, in New Jersey. All of this good cause and just reason, all those requirements, they're gone. They're gone overnight if national reciprocity is passed, because a California resident can leave the state, go to Utah, get a license, or go to whatever state will offer a non-resident license, and then come back to California and carry. I encourage them to do it, too. I look forward to it. I'm going to sit on the California line and take pictures. I'm making a promise right now, and I'm going to clap if someone can come through and show me the license they got from another state so they can carry in California. I'm going to clap and applaud. I'm going to make a video with them because we're going to defeat gun control, and we're going to deal them such a crushing blow that they don't know if they can recover. That's what's really behind this opposition.
Yeah.
They'll never admit it, but that's what it is.
That's exactly what it is, because bingo, you just hit it. You just nailed it. Because they know that no matter how much money Bloomberg throws at them, they will literally be defeated. Their agenda, better than 85% of it anyway, at least the part they admit to, will be defeated. The remaining part of their agenda, because they're not going to go away, they're just going to move in the ultimate direction they want to go, and that's fighting for confiscatory laws against our suits in California, which are fighting their confiscation laws, which they've embraced. We'll be back with the great AWR Hawkins. Way too much to cover. Don't go away.
Folks, by now you know I'm a proud member of the United States Concealed Carry Association. And you also know they love to give away guns to responsibly armed Americans just like you. Now, this is why last month the USCCA bought 10 of my listeners a brand new Kimber. Now, this month, they want you to pick any gun you want. So they're giving you 10 chances to win $1,500 to buy the gun of your dreams. Which gun is at the top of your bucket list? A brand new AR-15? A custom 1911? Think hard, because any gun you've been dreaming about could be yours, thanks to my friends over at the USCCA. Just visit defendthem.com to enter for free today, and there's absolutely no restrictions. You can pick up any gun, any brand, and any caliber you want. Your entry to win $1,500 for a brand new gun is quick, simple, and free. Don't miss out on your best chance to take home the gun of your dreams. Just go to defendthem.com right now to get your name on the entry list. That's defendthem.com.
When seconds count, the police are minutes away, which means if your family's in danger, you'll become the first line of defense. Can you say with 100% confidence that you'll know what to do? What about the gun laws in your state? Do you know them? One wrong move, and you'll be the one handcuffed in the back of a squad car. Which is why 170,000 responsibly armed Americans rely on Concealed Carry Magazine for the latest on ever-changing gun laws and life-saving training drills. You'll get unbiased gun and gear reviews and read true stories from real people who carry every day. There's even a quarterly women's section with training and information designed specifically for the female shooter. This is important, which is why when you activate your subscription, you'll be entered to win one of four guns. Just go to oneoffourguns.com. That's the number one of the number four guns.com right now to start your subscription and claim your chance to win the gun of your dreams.
Do you have 2 minutes for a great tip concerning defensive firearms or the concealed carry lifestyle? Check out Into the Fray, a weekly video blog hosted by Kevin Michalowski, editor of Concealed Carry Magazine. Into the Fray covers every aspect of self-defense, from legal and ethical issues to the latest gear and tactics. Accurate, direct, and easy to share with all your friends, you can find every episode of Into the Fray at IntoTheFrayVideo.com. That's IntoTheFrayVideo.com.
Hi everybody, Mark Walters here. Folks, whether you carry a gun already or are even considering it, and this is very serious business, one of the most important steps that you can take is to join the nation's number one resource for the armed citizen, the United States Concealed Carry Association, the USCCA. They sponsor the show, you know who they are. Folks, now is the time to learn how to protect yourself, your family, your property, and your business with a concealed weapon, because you never know when you may need to. The USCCA is designed specifically for those of us who have chosen to take our personal defense very seriously. I've put together special membership offers for the Armed American Radio listeners, you, at jointheuscca.com. That's jointheuscca.com. Now is the time to join the USCCA and take advantage of the incredible resources available only at the USCCA. That's jointheuscca.com. These are troubling times in America, folks. Become a member today.
Folks, you know that the USCCA protects responsible gun owners if we're ever forced to use our weapons in self-defense. Recently, a USCCA member witnessed his neighbor being assaulted in his front yard. He drew his weapon to stop the threat and was arrested, even though he never fired a shot. Would you know what to say to the police and what not to say if this happened to you? Visit BeTheirProtector.com for the USCCA's free guide, The 6 Things You Didn't Know Would Happen When the Police Arrive. That's BeTheirProtector.com.
taking on the anti-gun crowd. Once again, here's your host of Armed American Radio,
Mark Walters.
I don't know how much more fun we can have. Hey, I got to check you. Make sure you go over and check out usccaonair.com, please. usccaonair.com. Activate the single best self-defense insurance product on the market, and it is the single best product available on the market today at usccaonair.com. I guess I could say at usccaonair.com. I was thinking Twitter handle thing, right? But you head over there now, pick up all the packages. You'll see the 1, 2, and 3 packages, that being the silver, the gold, and the platinum, up to 1.125 million in protection, the single best individual levels of protection of any plan on the market. Read the points, see what it covers, and compare it to anybody else you want to. They don't come close. USCCAonair.com. All right, back in these crossbreed holster studios with you. We're talking with good friend AWR Hawkins from Breitbart News, award-winning journalist, 2 years running in a row. AWR, there's so much to go on here. Let's start with no charges. You wrote this piece. This piece just came out a couple hours ago, if I'm not mistaken. Correct me if I'm wrong. But no charges against woman who shot and killed man selling stolen guns. What's up with this headline?
Right. Well, the headline's just really a grabber. What happened is some guys were going door to door. Well, I shouldn't say that. That's an assumption. But it appears, I use that word, appears they were going door to door trying to sell some guns. And they came to this home, and they're trying to sell some guns, and an argument breaks out between the sellers and one of the residents. And one of the sellers pulls a gun, orders the resident on the floor, at which point the female comes out of the back bedroom with her handgun and kills him, kills the gentleman who was selling the stolen weapons and who was holding her fellow resident at gunpoint. And to me, this story takes on a super meaning at this point, because you and I have talked, I mean, I don't know how many times we've talked about this, but I always try to stress, no matter what show I'm on or who I'm speaking to, that to me, when I think about gun ownership, it's particularly important for women and the elderly. And not because I think less of them, but just the opposite. I worry about those who are vulnerable. And when you give a woman a handgun, that woman may be petite. She may be, you know, everybody knows, you know, you find a petite woman as an adult who's 90, 95 pounds, 100 pounds. She's at a disadvantage physically at that type of weight. When you give that woman a handgun, though, it's a game changer. And I don't know anything about this woman in this story. I don't know anything, except I know this. She did what she did. She killed that person, and the police say it was self-defense, and she'll face no charges. That's all I need to know the Second Amendment worked. And that's the end of the story for me.
Yeah, I want to kind of cut this one open just a little bit, kind of unzip something here, because the whole thing of people going door-to-door selling guns, how does that work? Do we know any more information about this? Do you ever find out exactly how this occurred and who these people were and what they were trying to accomplish?
No, I'm expecting that tomorrow we'll have a fuller police report, because what happened, this was so quick, the guns have been stolen earlier Saturday morning. And already Saturday afternoon, they're going around trying to find a place to sell them. Now, the police don't indicate if the people selling the guns were the people who stole the guns. Perhaps they bought them from the people who stole them, and they're trying to sell them, make a profit. See, there's so many things in there. And that's why I lay off of all that, because there are too many possibilities. But all we do know concretely is that the guns were stolen Saturday morning. And then Saturday afternoon, you have these two individuals traveling about trying to sell them, and one of those individuals is no longer a gun salesman, because he took a few rounds and it took him out of the game and he's done. So that's how that works.
It's interesting. Lincoln County, North Carolina, is where this occurred. This is just slightly northwest of Charlotte. Just a little bit northwest of Charlotte is where this occurred. And if you know North Carolina, just a little bit north of Gastonia, North Carolina, not too far from the South Carolina line. It's going to be interesting to see how this works because, well, let's just leave it there. I guess that's probably the safe place to leave it. It's just going to be interesting to see how this breaks down. This is a story that you put out here literally just a couple hours ago. Quite fascinating stuff. North Carolina, you're listening on 106.1. Maybe you know this area. Maybe you know some more. If you're tuned into that and you can give me something, shoot it over to me while you're listening to the program, mark@armedamericanradio.com.
www.ArmedAmericanPodcast.org. If you've heard any more about this, and I'll be more than happy to read your email on the air. We monitor them on several of the monitors as we're bringing you the live program. Yeah, that's fascinating. More is going to come out about this stuff, no doubt. But here's the bottom line. There's always a bottom line. A law-abiding citizen defended herself with a firearm against those who were trying or going to kill her and other members in that household. It's that simple. That's the bottom line. What's wrong with that, AW?
Let's add something, too. And you're 100% right, number one. You're 100% right. But when it comes to women, and particularly female women who are elderly, and I'm not saying this person was elderly by any stretch, but the thing you have to think about, without going into detail, that women also protect their dignity. Because there's no telling what an armed man in the home who will take out what his plans are as far as different types of assault. That's the only thing I'm going to say. And so she walks away from this, not only with her life, but with her dignity intact, too. And I say, yes, way to go. That, my friend, is what we're talking about when we talk about how the right to keep and bear arms defends that most fundamental of rights, which is the right to life. And people have to understand that. And whereas gun control empowers the criminal, and I don't care who wants to argue with me, you're already wrong, so don't do it. Gun control empowers the criminal. Whereas that is true, the Second Amendment makes the vulnerable less vulnerable. And that couldn't be illustrated better than in the story Mark is talking about right now.
And, you know, interesting, too, you concealed carry permit holders know this. AWR, you know this. Maybe you're not a permit holder. If you're not a permit holder, let me educate you on this point. This occurred in someone's home. Your concealed weapons permit, whatever state you live in or whatever your state, we just call it that. We'll use that for a broad brush generic term. I don't generally like to do that. But whether you call it a CHP or a CHL or a weapons license as it is in Georgia or Florida, because it's not doesn't say anything about guns and it doesn't say anything about concealed, it's just a weapons carry permit. Your right to do so, to do what she did, doesn't stop when you exit your home. That's why you have that permit. Now, that would be a really easy way for me to segue into what's going on in California right now, AWR, but I won't do that because I want to go in some other directions. Right now, there are court cases in the Ninth Circuit telling you that you do not have a right to conceal a gun, and not no constitutional right to conceal your gun on your person, of course, invoking convoluted, out-of-context Scalia in Heller to try to twist it to fit their agenda. Yet at the same time, these people have also upheld through legislation, AWR, no open carry, which means you have no right to carry, period. So when you go right, let's just take this full circle before we go to the break, and I'll just ask you a quick close-ended question. I'm sure you'll agree with me then that is their goal, as you stated in your podcast intro for this week, that it is far more than illegal guns, but it is actually the carrying of firearms, and it's just never going to end until they get what they want, which is to stop you from exercising your rights, yes or no?
Oh, yes. No doubt. Zero doubt.
All right, when we come back, we're going to continue with some of these columns. Fabio, you know, Fabio, the guy on all the book covers and stuff, why do we want to talk about him? Well, AWR is writing about him. That's why. We'll be back right after this. Fabio, yeah, I'm telling you.
Picture this scenario. Two masked men break into your house. They're armed with weapons and a look of drug-fueled rage. To protect your family, you're forced to take matters into your own hands. You do what you have to. You pull the trigger. Minutes later, the police arrive and suddenly you're handcuffed and pushed into the back seat of a cop car. Pause there for a second. If this were to happen to you, would you know what to expect? Would you know exactly what to say to the police and what not to say? Would you know who to call? Every responsibly armed American needs to know the answer to those questions because, believe me, you don't want any surprises when the police arrive. Go to BeTheirProtector.com right now and get your copy of the USCCA's brand new free guide that'll reveal the six things you didn't know would happen when the police arrive. After a self-defense incident, knowing what to expect when the police show up can truly be the difference between freedom or a jail cell. Get your personal copy of this free guide right now at BeTheirProtector.com. That's BeTheirProtector.com.
Folks, by now you know I'm a proud member of the United States Concealed Carry Association. And you also know they love to give away guns to responsibly armed Americans just like you. Now, this is why last month the USCCA bought 10 of my listeners a brand new Kimber. Now, this month, they want you to pick any gun you want. So they're giving you 10 chances to win $1,500 to buy the gun of your dreams. Which gun is at the top of your bucket list? A brand new AR-15? A custom 1911? Think hard, because any gun you've been dreaming about could be yours, thanks to my friends over at the USCCA. Just visit defendthem.com to enter for free today, and there's absolutely no restrictions. You can pick up any gun, any brand, and any caliber you want. Your entry to win $1,500 for a brand new gun is quick, simple, and free. Don't miss out on your best chance to take home the gun of your dreams. Just go to defendthem.com right now to get your name on the entry list. That's defendthem.com.
Hi, it's Mark, and I hope you're enjoying this week's broadcast. You know, over the last several weeks, you've heard me mentioning a website, usccaonair.com. We have some amazing sponsors here on this program, and one of them, the United States Concealed Carry Association, helped create this program. Since that time, just like Armed American Radio, the USCCA has exploded in growth to become the nation's number one resource for the responsibly armed citizen. The USCCA has also become famous for their promotions, as if you needed more incentive to join the United States Concealed Carry Association. Free guns, thousands of dollars in merchandise, and free ammunition, etc. to lucky promotion winners. You, too, can win by simply visiting the website usccaonair.com. usccaonair.com. That site is reserved for you as an Armed American Radio listener to keep you updated on their latest promotions. Now, I'll tell you about the promos on every program, but you can still check for yourself by visiting usccaonair.com. Don't miss out.
When seconds count, the police are minutes away, which means if your family's in danger, you'll become the first line of defense. Can you say with 100% confidence that you'll know what to do? What about the gun laws in your state? Do you know them? One wrong move, and you'll be the one handcuffed in the back of a squad car. Which is why 170,000 responsibly armed Americans rely on Concealed Carry Magazine for the latest on ever-changing gun laws and life-saving training drills. You'll get unbiased gun and gear reviews and read true stories from real people who carry every day. There's even a quarterly women's section with training and information designed specifically for the female shooter. This is important, which is why when you activate your subscription, you'll be entered to win one of four guns. Just go to oneoffourguns.com. That's the number one of the number four guns.com right now to start your subscription and claim your chance to win the gun of your dreams.
This upcoming segment of AAR is sponsored by the USCCA Education and Training Department. For your own toolkit or to become a certified instructor, visit teachuscca.com. That's teachuscca.com.
Welcome back to the Crossbreed Holster Studios. I am Mark Walters, filling your prescription for freedom. I hope you're having as much fun today as I am. This has been a dynamite program so far. The topics, the content, the guest lineup's always good. Alan Gottlieb brought it. Stacey Washington was amazing. AWR's got so much to cover here. We're going to get right back into that in just a second. And then we're going to hear from David Kodria on some fun stuff. So let's go back to AWR Hawkins. AWR, before I get cracking here again, where can people find Bullets with AWR Hawkins and hear you?
Oh, they can listen on iTunes. You know, just the same way you subscribe to any podcast through your iPhone, you go to the podcast and do a search for AWR. That should be sufficient to bring it up, or you can do it through the iTunes iStore. And then every Tuesday when you wake up, your phone will display a little red dot on the podcast button. It means that one is downloaded for you, and that's it. You know, we need as many people as we can to listen to that podcast, to tell their family members, coworkers, friends to subscribe, to give us reviews. It's a whole different animal than a lot of the things I do, and we need a lot of good response in that way to keep it going. So that would be a great deal if we could get people to do that.
Well, we're certainly going to try it right now. AWR Hawkins, Bullets with AWR Hawkins. That's the podcast. Make sure to check it out every Tuesday. Okay, lots of fun. All right,
I think I had a
Fabio
guest named Mark Walters.
You did. He's that cat that runs some couple radio shows all week long or something like that.
Right.
Yeah.
Fabio, he's the guy on all the covers that all the women used to love and fawn over, and probably a whole bunch of them probably still do, I guess. But he's back in the news now, and you've got a piece up on Breitbart just 2 days ago. Fabio's advice to Americans was what? And this is the headline. Fabio's advice to Americans, what?
Don't ever give up your guns. And I'm going to tell you what, even the way you set it up there, Mark, is perfectly, because it's perfect, excuse me, because he, it's hard for me to say what I'm going to say without sounding like I'm being critical of him. I'm not being critical of him. I just didn't see him as the guy who would stand up in Hollywood for guns. Let's put it that way.
I didn't either.
Let's put it that way. And that's no disrespect to him. He just is in a different role. But yet, here he comes from a European background. And he says what he's learned is that once the politicians can disarm you, they'll run roughshod over you. They'll just clean run over you. So he says, don't ever give up your guns. And I'm telling you, it's just like it's a shot of common sense. And he said a lot more than that. He basically said that Governor Jerry Brown is anti-law enforcement, and that's only a slight paraphrase. That's almost verbatim right there. That Governor Jerry Brown is anti-law enforcement, that the police officers of California are demoralized, that Jerry Brown is selling laws on shortening sentences by saying he's letting nonviolent criminals go, but really violent criminals are being released early, which is making everything more dangerous. And Fabio just says these are all more and more justifications for having a gun. So pretty incredible, pretty incredible. If you haven't read that piece, and I think Mark basically summed up the whole title, but it's Fabio. Fabio's advice to Americans, don't ever give up your guns. You should read it just for the sake of seeing a side of him that you probably never imagined.
I have fun with this stuff because the two of us communicate outside of Armed American Radio. We meet each other at venues across the country. I've introduced you as a speaker. We shake hands and give each other hugs at venues and events wherever we meet. And we talk outside of this about not just this stuff, but personal stuff. But it always comes back to this because this stuff is in our blood. And I think it's important listeners know this, that I got a text message from you a few days ago. In fact, it was on Friday, my birthday, the 5th, right before this piece was just getting ready to come up. You said, have you seen this yet? And in that text message was a link to this piece. And the reason that's important is because like you, and I could tell by the way you're describing it now, and I knew too when we were going back and forth on the text messages as well, but I knew you didn't know this about him. I was shocked when I read this because you're right, and I'm not putting him, I would have never, ever guessed this. His name would have never popped up. If someone said, pick one person in Hollywood you would have never thought would support gun rights, it would have never been him, okay? But it's important that I think people hear some of what he had to say. You mind if I quote some of this, AWR?
Oh, I don't mind. Quote away.
According to LifeZet, I guess is where he did the interview, Fabio recalled arriving in America for the first time saying, quote, it was like a beautiful dream. It was like paradise. I fell in love with this country. But he has watched sweeping change occur under Democrats like Governor Jerry Brown, as you just mentioned, and he indicates that the change favors criminals while leaving police demoralized. Fabio continues. He said, it's a disaster. It's an epidemic. I've been around the world. I've been to Africa, everywhere. Downtown Los Angeles looks like a third world country. He said L.A. is full of, quote, closed off streets and sidewalks, and also has out-of-control crime and homeless problems. And he warned that things are going to get worse because of Prop 57. Fabio said that proposition was ubiquitously promoted to save money by releasing nonviolent criminals from prison, but he says Prop 57 has actually resulted in a reduction in sentences for human trafficking involving sex with minors, assault with a deadly weapon, attempting to explode a bomb in a school or hospital, discharging a firearm on school grounds, failing to register as a sex offender. The list goes on and on and on. And he continued with some very prophetic words. Just look at Europe and go the opposite way. It's as simple as that. Europe already jumped off the cliff. They are doomed. I mean, that's an unbelievable statement coming from someone who I am
I'm happy to say that I now know it came from him, but I would have never guessed it. Never. Right. Not in a million years.
Right. Well, you know what? And you know what? Out of all that, you said so many things in there. You quoted so many things that are good and that are worth hearing. But for people who still, if there are still some holdouts who don't understand how crooked the media is, and by the media, I mean the mainstream media, if you still don't understand it, think about what he said about downtown Los Angeles looks like a third world country. When's the last time the media went down to the camera and let you see that? See, that's immediately what I thought when I read that. I thought, see, this is all shielded from the eyes of Americans who know, we all know Los Angeles is Democrat controlled. So it, like Chicago, it's hidden away, and we don't get to look at it. We don't get to see what these Democrat policies have wrought in these cities. In Chicago, we know last year was nearly 800 suicides or murders and nearly 4,400 shooting victims. We know that. Those are cold hard facts. In Los Angeles, though, we don't know what's going on downtown, and they don't let us see. And Fabio just kind of pulled back the covers on them and said, folks, it's a third world country. That's what the Democrats are doing. And I think if you're in California, if there are just a handful of you who at least start listening, start voting different, get some of these people out of office.
Well, you know, I've been L.A. I've been all over Los Angeles. I've been all over Beverly Hills, been all over that place. I've stood there and looked at the stars on the walk of whatever they call it. And it's a hole. With all due respect, it's not what, if you've never been, it's dirty. It's ridden with homeless. It's not a safe place. It is not, and it's a prime example, AWR, of what the media doesn't want you to see. They shield you from that. It's a far cry from when they clear everything out and roll out the red carpets and put up backdrops. They don't show you what's going on those streets in Los Angeles, California. And I know that for a fact, been there and seen it with my own eyes. It truly is sad. AWR, when we come back from the break, something near and dear to my heart and a person that I know you have tremendous respect for, that's Jerry Henry from Georgia Carey. He was on the daytime program with me, and I know he's a great friend of yours. You were on his radio program on Georgia Carey Radio when you were down here in Atlanta or over here in Atlanta for the National Rifle Association meetings. And we're going to talk a little bit about Campus Carey because it not only did it pass Georgia, but Governor Deal signed it. And I want to get your opinion on why you think he signed it. And I'll do that by highlighting what happened last year, because this matters to you, whatever state you live in, because of what he said in that veto last year. I'm going to give you that perspective from Bloomberg's organization when we come back.
Picture this scenario. Two masked men break into your house. They're armed with weapons and a look of drug-fueled rage. To protect your family, you're forced to take matters into your own hands. You do what you have to. You pull the trigger. Minutes later, the police arrive and suddenly you're handcuffed and pushed into the back seat of a cop car. Pause there for a second. If this were to happen to you, would you know what to expect? Would you know exactly what to say to the police and what not to say? Would you know who to call? Every responsibly armed American needs to know the answer to those questions because, believe me, you don't want any surprises when the police arrive. Go to BeTheirProtector.com right now and get your copy of the USCCA's brand new free guide that'll reveal the six things you didn't know would happen when the police arrive. After a self-defense incident, knowing what to expect when the police show up can truly be the difference between freedom or a jail cell. Get your personal copy of this free guide right now at BeTheirProtector.com. That's BeTheirProtector.com.
From Crossbreed Holsters comes the Women's Appendix. With softer leather and smoother corners, the Women's Appendix holster was designed specifically with the female body in mind. This holster is intended for popular small firearms and has no cant, so it can be worn on the front side of the body. Featuring a crossbreed hand-molded pocket for a perfect fit, we ensure the Women's Appendix is your answer for any woman who wants to carry a small firearm in a front position. This versatile holster can be worn in the standard appendix or cross-draw fashion. Find your perfect fit today at crossbreedholsters.com.
The USCCA Facebook page brings together nearly 2 million like-minded people, all of them interested in effective self-defense and the concealed carry lifestyle. Look for the official USCCA page on Facebook. Find the page, click the like button, and start learning all you can about becoming a responsibly armed American.
And remember to share these great tips with all your other Facebook friends. The USCCA on Facebook, a great source for information on personal safety and so much more.
The revolutionary Crossbreed Super Tuck holster is the most comfortable and concealable inside the waistband holster you'll ever wear, and nothing even comes close. Designed to completely conceal a firearm of any size and made to be worn with any attire, from shorts and a t-shirt to a suit and a tie. Based on your personal carry style, the Super Tuck may be worn comfortably with or without your shirt tucked in. Find out why the Crossbreed Super Tuck is the most often imitated but never duplicated holster design in the world. Visit crossbreedholsters.com today.
If you had to use your firearm to protect your loved ones, would you know what to expect in the aftermath? Imagine being thrown into a cop car in front of your family. Could you have said something differently? I've had these fears, and the USCCA has alleviated them with the 6 things you didn't know would happen when the police arrive. A free guide covering 6 big mistakes that could land you behind bars. For this free guide, visit BeTheirProtector.com. That's BeTheirProtector.com.
When seconds count, the police are minutes away. Which means if your family's in danger, you'll become the first line of defense. Can you say with 100% confidence that you'll know what to do? What about the gun laws in your state? Do you know them? One wrong move, and you'll be the one handcuffed in the back of a squad car. Which is why 170,000 responsibly armed Americans rely on Concealed Carry Magazine for the latest on ever-changing gun laws and life-saving training drills. You'll get unbiased gun and gear reviews and read true stories from real people who carry every day. There's even a quarterly women's section with training and information designed specifically for the female shooter. This is important, which is why when you activate your subscription, you'll be entered to win 1 of 4 guns. Just go to oneofourguns.com. That's the number 1 of 4 guns.com right now to start your subscription and claim your chance to win the gun of your dreams.
Hi, it's Mike Gallagher. You're listening to Armed American Radio's Monster Broadcast. Now back to Mark Walters.
Love that good hard drive and guitar rock and roll from Keith Richards and the Rolling Stones with Mike Gallagher bringing us back. Welcome to the program. Sometimes the best radio is the radio you don't get to hear, and that's some of the stuff I was talking with Shanto about during the break. Sean, you want to jump in here real quick? What was it you were telling me? Because listeners didn't hear you say, when I said what I said about L.A., I heard you say, oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. And I didn't know if your mic was live or not. Was it?
No, it wasn't live, but I'll say it again. Look, L.A., Hollywood, oh, if you never been to Hollywood, trust me, when you go, it's a big letdown. They can keep Universal Studios as far as I'm concerned.
I'll tell you what, that walk of fame out there, is, you know, unless you're living up in those hills with millions of dollars and some of those big, beautiful Bel Air mansions and stuff like that, boy, I'll tell you, it's not what you think it is.
It's
dregs. It really is. And they clean it up and show you certain parts of it for all the shows. But if you've never been, go see it. I mean, California's got is a beautiful state. To go out, see it, and go, wouldn't want to live there, and come home. It's sad as I hate to say that as far as those particular areas and their politics. Now, I'm going to get beat up by a lot of fans I have out there, and I don't mean it that way. AWR, jump in here and try to salvage my comments. There are people out there that have to fight the fight out there, but the political landscape and the media, they just don't tell you the truth.
Right, that's it. Well, I think it's funny. If you think about it, any Democrat-run city, a major city, L.A., of course, is one, Chicago is one, there's a word that you have to use that you wouldn't use in cities that are Republican-run. You wouldn't. But it's called segregation. And whether it's based on race or based on socioeconomic standing. And you've put it right. You know, in Hollywood, in those areas, if you've got the gazillions and you live up in the mountains, in the hills, I shouldn't say the mountains, but if you live up in the Hollywood Hills, you're fine. You're isolated from it. But if you're an average citizen or below average on income, you're right in the middle of that and you live like an animal. And that's how it is in Chicago. And in Chicago, and I'm careful here because I can't speak, I don't understand the racial component enough to compare the two cities, but in Chicago, I will say, it's not just a socioeconomic divide that's segregation, but it is a racial divide because the south side of Chicago, I don't know if anyone's noticing, but the people that I ride on weekly who are getting killed, when you talk about 800 homicides last year in Chicago, you weren't talking about 800 white people.
No, you're not.
I think that's an important point to make, because what happens with Democrat policies is they promise hope and change to the minorities. They promise hope and change to those who are at a socioeconomic disadvantage. Hope and change. What do they get? Death. I think that's important, because that's a long way from the promise. Death.
It's critical. That's critical, because those are some of the. I had an hour of the Alan Corwin experience on the daytime show last week, and I'm going to. I'm working on it now. I'm hopefully able to do that. I don't know that I'm going to have the time. Live radio, but if I don't, I'm going to replay it that hour. The hour was brilliant. Alan spoke in ways most won't about the racial component of gun control and what it means. And he was specifically invoking quotes from quote-unquote civil rights icon John Lewis, who doesn't like my civil rights and doesn't fight for my civil rights. Okay, it was a very provocative conversation, and I hope to go there in the next hour with David Cote. You can't say that I am, but I'll leave it at that. Hopefully I have some time to pull some of that audio up. All right. Last year, Governor Nathan Deal vetoed campus carry in the state of Georgia. But he didn't just veto it by saying, I veto this bill, quietly vetoing it. No, Governor Nathan Deal, Atlanta, you're listening now. In many states, many cities in the state of Georgia are listening now. About 15 cities are listening right now. He didn't just veto it. He boldly vetoed it. Is that safe to say? AWR, yeah, with his, go ahead.
No, he boldly vetoed it. And he did it after encouraging the passage of it, which was a double slap in the face. He literally encouraged passage of concealed carry last year. Then it was passed. And then either Bloomberg or someone else, maybe the regents at the colleges, I don't know who, someone got to him, and he vetoed it. And he vetoed it with a little bit of flair. He was proud of it. And I was sick of him. I'll just put it that way. I was sick of him. And he salvaged his reputation in my eyes by turning it around this year and following through.
He did follow through. There were some shenanigans being played. Jerry Henry was on the program with me on Friday. We discussed it in great detail. There are a number of questions. Last year's veto of campus carry, in the way it was done, will go down, as far as I'm concerned, as one of life's great mysteries. We're never going to know why he did what he did. Let me put it in a nutshell. Not only did he just veto the bill, when I said he boldly vetoed it, he literally handed the gun grabbers and freedom haters he handed them a PR, complete and total PR victory is what he handed them. They were able to take that veto to your state and say, this is exactly why. This is a Republican pro-gun governor. This is exactly why you can't have this in your state. And mark my word, they did, didn't they?
Oh, yeah, they did. And they, you know, mom's the man, and that's Shannon Watts, who stumbles, fumbles, tumbles through every speech she gives, whether she's reading a teleprompter or not. You know, that's another victory that she could tout. You can't take it away from her. It was a victory they could tout.
It was. It was.
Guess what? It's gone now, so see you later. Look, the momentum is so clearly on the side of campus carry and constitutional carry. I know it's a whole different animal, but I'm just saying, if I'm a gun controller right now and I'm looking at campus carry and constitutional carry expanding, I'm looking at national reciprocity in Congress, but no one's looking. I'm sure they're not looking. I'm chewing my nails if I know they're not looking, because this is a bad time to be a gun controller, because the rug could be pulled completely out from under you at any minute.
Yeah, at any minute is hopefully coming soon. A lot of folks in Atlanta, Georgia, had that on their mind during the NRAAM meetings last week. So it's a topic. It's going to move forward. I wish I had a better answer for you other than that, but it will move forward. AWR, is it fair to say that gun owners are going to be looking for something here, a victory from Trump here soon?
Sure it is. And I'm going to tell you something. I'm going to say it on air. Well, yeah, I am going to say it on there. There's a guy you need to have on here, John Dean. He's the director of Doctors for Responsible Gun Ownership. I have him on my podcast this week. People can listen to him Tuesday. I don't want to give anything away. I just want to say what this man says, based on scholarly study, not some mom and pop talk, and I'm not putting mom and pop down, but based on scholarly studies of earplugs, earmuffs, and suppressors. The information he has is absolutely incredible. And he communicates it in a way that's understandable for the average human. And this guy is not just an MD. He is a pediatric orthopedic surgeon. And he works with a team of doctors who specialize on the ear. And so we're not just talking doctors, and I'm not putting doctors down, but I'm saying we're going beyond that to talk specialists. And these specialists say, folks, we need suppressors. We need them. And I think it's important that the world gets his message, because we want Hearing Protection Act passed. We want the GOP to do more than occupy office. We want them to do some good, and that's a place to do some good.
I'll be honest with you, that was great. Yeah, I'm going to have to stop you there because we're done with the program. John's been on the program. In fact, he was on, like your show, he was on three times last week talking about those very issues. And you're right on the money, AWR. If you're a gun grabber, I'm scared right now, because there is irrefutable evidence that we have always been right. And, of course, if anybody wants to know that, just read A.W.R. Hawkins. Follow him at Twitter, at A.W.R. Hawkins. Head over to Breitbart News and check him out at Facebook.com/A.W.R. Hawkins. Thank you, brother, for everything you do. Remember, carry on, carry often. Carry absolutely everywhere. Never leave your cave without your club. Never find yourself in a gun-free zone. When we come back, David Kodria, don't go away.
You've just filled your prescription for freedom
on Armed American Radio with Mark Walters, the loudest voice in America fighting for gun rights.
When seconds count, the police are minutes away, which means if your family's in danger, you'll become the first line of defense. Can you say with 100% confidence that you'll know what to do? What about the gun laws in your state? Do you know them? One wrong move, and you'll be the one handcuffed in the back of a squad car. Which is why 170,000 responsibly armed Americans rely on Concealed Carry Magazine for the latest on ever-changing gun laws and life-saving training drills. You'll get unbiased gun and gear reviews and read true stories from real people who carry every day. There's even a quarterly women's section with training and information designed specifically for the female shooter. This is important, which is why when you activate your subscription, you'll be entered to win one of four guns. Just go to oneofourguns.com. That's the number one of the number four guns.com right now to start your subscription and claim your chance to win the gun of your dreams.
Hi, everybody. Mark Walters here. Folks, whether you carry a gun already or are even considering it, and this is very serious business, one of the most important steps that you can take is to join the nation's number one resource for the armed citizen, the United States Concealed Carry Association, the USCCA. They sponsor the show. You know who they are. Folks, now is the time to learn how to protect yourself, your family, your property, and your business with a concealed weapon, because you never know when you may need to. The USCCA is designed specifically for those of us who have chosen to take our personal defense very seriously. I've put together special membership offers for the Armed American Radio listeners, you, at jointheuscca.com. That's jointheuscca.com. Now is the time to join the USCCA and take advantage of the incredible resources available only at the USCCA. That's jointheuscca.com. These are troubling times in America, folks. Become a member today.